Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
The Syrians had a problem. Every time the king ordered certain troop movements, the Israeli army was waiting for them. When this happened, quote, not just once or twice, 2 Kings 6:10, the king presumed there was a traitor in the camp. That wasn't the problem. His advisors said, quote, Elisha the prophet tells the king of Israel the words that you speak in your bedroom, verse 12. The bedroom? The place of his most intimate conversations? You may have heard the saying, quote, it is often assumed that he who does not believe in God believes in nothing. Alas, it's far worse than that. He who does not believe in God will believe anything. Such was the case with this unbelieving king. Finding that the prophet was in Dothan, quote, he sent a great army there, and they came by night and surrounded the city, verse 14. Now, if Elisha knew what was whispered in his bedroom, wouldn't he know about this? Of course. But he had a good night's sleep anyway. When he, quote, arose early, and there was an army, verse 15, his servant panicked. Alas, my master, what shall we do? Elisha replied, quote, do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them. Verse 16. The servant was struggling with the math until Elisha asked the Lord to open his eyes. Look at that! God's army! Have you seen them, beleaguered Christian? They're still there for you. Hebrews 1:14. Then Elisha asked the Lord to blind the Syrian troops and led them into Samaria, bringing them, quote, to the man whom you seek, verse 19. Shall I kill them? Asked Israel's king, verse 21. Of course not. Feed them and send them away. How like his Lord, who daily serves the atheist his breakfast. It is our charge, quote, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you. Matthew 5, verse 44.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.